episode 652, Be You.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, ladies. How are you? This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I hope that you are ready for an extraordinary day, ready for you just to kind of get your groove on, right? And it's all about you today. It is. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's time to pull back the covers, or maybe actually pull them on. Maybe it's a little cold and chilly out and you're snuggling up next to the fireplace instead of working out and running yourself ragged, because that's what you do all throughout the entire week. But now you need to warm your spirit. You need to rejuvenate your soul. You need to fulfill what God has created within you. She needed a hero, so she became one. Be you. How are you letting your light shine? How are you being you out in the real world? This is something that I have been kind of messing with, writing with, recording with, researching, all on my own about me. Yes, me looking at my reflection. And here a couple weeks back, episode 638, Just As I Am. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that episode. It's another real raw episode, which most of these are, because how I do my episodes, I make notes, but then it's just really a chat. As if you're right here with me. And I hope that's the feeling that you get, because that's what I want to give you every single time you hear my voice. But as I'm going through these past few weeks, and even it's been more than weeks, I think I've been on this journey forever in my entire life. It has never stopped, because I always do tons of reflection. I'm probably that little philosopher. And if I was looking back when I was younger and looking at the things I said and my interests, I'm like, yeah, maybe I was one of those kind of weird kids, but weird in a good way. That when you grow older, you begin to look at life differently, the way God had intended you to look at life. But I got to tell you, I'm not perfect. But you see, I needed a hero, so I became one. Well, I'm working on that. You need a hero in your life. Of course, God is your superhero. Sometimes we need to show up as the hero by being ourselves. You got to be you. Y'all know that song, right? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We'll stop there so I don't totally, you know, run you off. But it's important that we hear what we see within ourselves. Did you hear what I just said? Did you listen to the words? It's important that we hear what we see within ourselves. Are you letting your light shine? Or as the song goes on, hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. God created you on purpose for a purpose, to be you, no one else. I don't care if you're out there trying to do your business and you're watching after somebody else, your upline, your downline, your sideline. You're watching someone else online. Whatever line you're in, you better be in your line, because you can't be anybody else but yourself. Be you. You don't ever want to let your light go out. Luke 8, verse 16 through 18 says this: No one lights a lamp and hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken from him. No one lights a lamp and hides it under a bed. Where are you hiding your light? It's easy. We get wrapped up in putting ourselves on the back burner, what we're supposed to do. And we need to drop the excuse of, well, I'm a mom. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12, 25 children, 210 children. That's an excuse. I used it for years. Oh, but wait, I'm married and I've got my husband and he requires me to be diligently there. Yes, but he requires you to be healthy in mind, body, and spirit, or you can't serve him the way God intended you to serve him. Be you. I really am kind of getting tired of hearing the excuses. I can't do that. I just can't. And when it comes from a child, oh yeah, that really gets under my skin. But when it comes from an adult, I think, what have you been taught? What have you learned in your experiences that now should lead you into wisdom? But quite frankly, we don't look. We don't stop long enough. We don't put down our technology. I know you're using technology to listen right now, so don't hang up. But we have to be realistic that we, you, are important. Without you, the world would be missing something vital. It would be missing a piece to the puzzle. Those who love you would miss you. Those who didn't get to know you would have something missing in their life. Be you. She needed a hero, so she became one. How are you showing up in life? Are you hiding your light? Are you trying to conceal it in a jar and put it under a bed? I mean, think about it. Back in the olden days, with light, before what, electricity and all of this nice, wonderful convenience that we have, we just walk in and we flip different switches and all these things start happening and coming on. For much we take for granted. But way back when, light was when the sun came up. And then it became dark when the sun went away. But then they found oil and a way to illuminate a room. But if you were to put that under a bed or hide it in a corner where there might be some drapery or some stored cobwebs even hanging there, what might happen? It would catch on fire. It would burn down. When you hide your light, you're burning yourself. You're hurting yourself. One little step at a time. One little flame. Are you hiding your light? And you may be saying, well, what is light? Well, what is my light, Christiane? I don't understand. Well, light may be your peace, the joy that you share with others, the love that you have, that you give to others, how you show up. The relationships. It's not just about things and stuff. If I was to take your house away, if I was to take your car away, if I stripped you of everything with the exception of you and your relationships, how would your light shine? What would be your reflection? You see, when we want to hide and run away and retreat, whether it's in our bed because it's cold outside and we just want to be warm, or whether we're upset because we've had a fight with our spouse, or whether it's just a really rough time in life and we're just struggling and we're just kind of feeling depressed and anxious about how we're supposed to be living life. Is that really what you want to do, is just to retreat, to go away? Why do you want to hide? Because you see, your light should be shining everywhere. And yes, of course you're going to have those days. Do you think my light's always shining really bright? Oh, you probably do, right? No, I am not this picture perfect here superwoman. I don't sit here and glow all the time. I'm not the perfect mom, the perfect wife. I make mistakes all the time. Ask my husband, ask my children. They will completely tell you very quickly how much I fail. But they also see my heart. They see my light. And they understand that I'm not coming at them with, well, I know it all, and so you've got to listen. Okay, now wait, I take that back. With children, and I'm disciplining, oh yes, I do know it all. Don't tell them that secret, but I do know it all. Except now that they're older, we tend to have longer discussions on it. So I really have to come with my research when I go, and I know I have to have this conversation with them because they've done their research too. But I don't know it all. But you see, I know my heart, and I want my heart to shine. Be you. She needed a hero, so she became one. What could you be running from? It's kind of hard to be a hero if you're running from something. Maybe you're running from fears. Maybe you're running from your failures. Maybe you're running from your job, your responsibilities, your successes even, your disappointments. You could be running from rejections, from your worries. Maybe you're running from your past. Or you might be running from yourself. If you're going to be running, you shouldn't be running from anything. You need to be running towards God. God wants you running directly into His arms. He wants to wrap you up. He wants your light to shine because He gave you that light. And He wants your light to shine even when there's fears, there's failures, there's successes, disappointments, rejections, worries. He still wants your light to shine. Be you. But you can't do that if you're constantly running away. You got to run towards. You got to be the light. Because did you know you're famous? You're you, and that makes you famous. Who cares about the Hollywood stars or who you see on TV? We're just kind of fed who's supposed to be famous. But the most important person that's famous is you. You're famous and fabulous. You got to let your light shine. And with that, I've got a huge announcement, and I'm so excited to share this with you. This is one that I have been working on. It was a dream that started coming to me earlier in the year, and I kind of put it off. And I was like, well, maybe I'll consider this. And then I kept getting these reminders, and God was like, hello, are you listening to me? I was like, all right. Maybe. And I would think about it a little bit, and then I'd put it off on the back burner. Yeah. Do you think that worked very well? Well, eventually there was a great, huge fire, not literally, but a fire within my soul. And the dream has now awoken. And it is this. We have a brand new series coming here to create your now your best selfie. We will start now once a week coming up. I'm still working on the exact date of launch, but you look for it in November. So that means we're only a week away. It's so exciting. The series is called this, My Strength is My Story. My Strength is My Story. And this is where I will be bringing on guests. And they'll have the opportunity to share their story, to let their light shine. And guess what? That story can be your story. Yes. I want you on the podcast. Now, yes, we're going to have some quote unquote famous people, ones that you're probably like, oh my gosh, if only I could hear. I'd love to know about this person. I'm going to bring on some special guests, but I also want to bring on famous guests, and that's you. Maybe you don't think of yourself as being this awesome you that you truly are, this hero. And you've been hiding your light. It's time to let your light shine. And so today, I'm inviting you to click on the link, My Strength is My Story. And there, you're going to have a couple things. You can tell me if you want to be a guest here on the podcast. Now, it's going to be easy. You're like, oh my gosh, if I was have to be the guest, does that mean I have to have all this stuff? No, you don't. All you need is a computer and a pair of earbuds. That's it. Most of us, in fact, you probably are wearing the earbuds right now, right? And most of us have a computer, or we can gain access to a computer. That means even going to the library. And so this recording, it's done. I take care of all the details. But all you need to do is to click on My Strength is My Story. And there you will find all the information. Now, if you're like, now, Christiane, I'm not famous. I don't have a story. But I would like to hear some people. I've got some friends. Or I've got this one person in mind that would be awesome to have as a guest on your show. I want to hear from you too. So you also need to click on My Strength is My Story if you want to recommend me to someone. So you want to introduce me and you say, oh, I've got Miss Susie Q here. And Susie Q, she, you know, this is how I know her. I think you really need to invite her on. So click on that link and it's going to take you to a page and just fill out that information. And that's going to strike up our conversation on how we either can get you scheduled so we can get your recording for My Strength is My Story, because it's your story that we're going to share. Or if it's about a guest, then I can communicate with you and we can get that introduction made so I can get in contact with whoever you are recommending to me. This is something that's really exciting. Because I believe that there are so many heroes out there. You're a hero, and we are just dimming our lights. It's time to brighten and illuminate every single corner of this world. Every single corner. And it starts with you. It's time to let your light shine and tell your strength, your story. So click on it. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to hear from you. I know my ears are probably going to be buzzing, but I am so super excited. Because it's important that you are you. Be you. No one lights a lamp and hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. It's time to brighten your light and let your light shine throughout the world. Go shine brightly today. I cannot wait to hear your story. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.